Oh, radiant butterfly, how beautiful you are. How you float with ease and grace through your life. How you just find all the flowers filled with nectar. How you sit in the sunlight and dry your beautiful velvety wings. How you create. How it's effortless. How you flow. Radiant butterfly. Let's remember that feeling today as we jump into flow together. Flow
Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Oh, radiant butterfly. I love this episode 623, Radiant Butterfly. When your manifesting is on the fire and fuego. So I was inspired to do this show because sometimes when we talk about all the nuances of flow dreaming and the ways to do it and all the other lessons in personal power and, creating with non-physical and physical, all the areas that we go into, sometimes the one area that we forget is what life is like when you're just in that smooth, is what life is like when you're just in that smooth and effortless place, that feeling. And that is the hallmark of flow itself. No resistance, no lack, no scarcity, no I don't want to say hard, because sometimes you can work hard in a very enriching and joyful way. It's more a feeling of when you work hard, you get results, as opposed to conflict. So a radiant butterfly, just close your eyes with me and feel that, remember that. The sense, a butterfly just flying through the air, flapping its little wings. Somehow it stays aloft and it just gets carried on a breeze. And somehow this little tiny, tiny insect can manage to find all the flowers in the city. How amazing is that? I mean, how amazing is that? How does it do that? How does it know? How is it able to travel the distance? Because it doesn't recognize what conflict and resistance and going against the grain means. It floats. It's supported. It's easy. A butterfly is not struggling to be itself all the time. Unlike some of us. Butterfly is not struggling for its sustenance and nourishment, unlike some of us. A butterfly is not getting worn out, burned out, getting to its goal of that beautiful flower, unlike some of us. You see, when I paint the contrast like this, we recognize, yeah, damn, you're right. I'm making my life so hard. Well, that's what I want you to remember. Doesn't have to be. I want you to remember right now a time and place in your life where everything was just working out. You know, you've had this before, some point, maybe recently, or maybe it was years ago. Maybe even as a child, everything just worked out. Everything was magical. Everything really went your way. one thing happened, and then another great thing happened, and then another great thing happened, and you were like, oh my God, life is just giving me the complete prize package here. Wow. I'm just going with it. I mean, I don't know how it could get any better. This is amazing. One of the best periods, the easiest, most flowing periods of my life. Remember that. Call up that feeling. And yes, you can think about the actual things that happened, but what I really want you to focus on is the feeling that you were in when you were absorbing that, when you were allowing that, when you were kind of looking around with this delight and surprise on your face saying, what? Oh my God. Wow. Because if you've had this experience ever, what it's showing you is this is you in your most natural flow state. This is you when perhaps by luck or chance or coincidence or just you just got the winning scratch-off numbers, you fell into perfect flow. You fell into a state of total non-resistance to receiving everything good. And you did. You drank it in. You floated with it. You fell in love with it. You were paid well by it. Whatever it looked like or felt like. Your dream. That was real. And it's not a one-time occurrence. That's why we're remembering it again right now. It's not back there in the past. Forever gone. Relegated to memory. It's a living, vibrant part of you. It's an energy state in you, a place of being inside of you that you can call back and request, I want and need this again in my life. My manifesting is on fire. Everything I touch becomes, moves, goes to the next level. I receive it. I get it. I have no resistance to it. I allow it. I'm a radiant, floating butterfly. Now, to really get this in, we're going to close our eyes and we're going to do like a 5-minute flow dream around it. You guys ready? I want to get this so deep in you that it's activated again inside your being. I want to pull it from the past, bring it right back to the present, and activate it. So this energy in you, this awareness in you can go out and start touching and finding those aspects of your life where you can lift off and feel this again with your present circumstances and your present surroundings. And yes, this is a real thing. Yes, it can be done. And at the very least, you're going to feel great trying. So why not feel great for a few minutes with me right now. Remember, flow dreaming is not meditation or self-hypnosis. It is its own distinct technique using flow state, a state of flow, strong emotion, and guided daydreaming. And I explain it all to you when you go to my website and get my free kit, download it, or get the app. In fact, go to the app store right now. I've got two apps, one for this podcast and another one that has the kit. If you open my files, you're going to see, listen to this first, practice your first flow dream here, gets you all started and ready to go. So that said, I'm going to take you into flow right now. Close your eyes and take a deep breath and relax. Release. Relax your abdomen. As you exhale, your shoulders drop. Your neck feels at ease. No tension in your shoulders. No tension in your jaw. Relaxed and at ease. Your brow is peaceful, serene. Everything that's already occurred for you today gets set aside you gently take all the feelings, worries, fears, stress, whatever, and you just sweep them to the side of your mind, a little imaginary broom, sweeping them to the side until you stand and float and feel yourself in a fresh and beautiful space, a space that's white, glowing, filled with bright sunlight, warming your skin, a place where there's nothing dark or dim. There is no resistance. There's nothing that makes you feel heavy in any way, shape, or form. In fact, you feel more like a soap bubble, just floating in the air. A soap bubble, but you're strong, you're impenetrable. Nothing will pop you, but you're light as air, and you float. You float in this beautiful, buoyant space, a radiant orb of light, a light that shimmers with a multitude of colors, as if a radiant butterfly were emerging. And that butterfly is you. You, floating, held without any effort on your part. Held in energy, held in light, held in a state of ease. And you recall, I remember once, feeling like this butterfly, feeling that everything I touched turned to gold, feeling that everything I wanted happened. I remember experiencing in my heart joy and thinking to myself, this may be the best thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. This is definitely one of those peak moments. This is a moment when it all came together. This is the moment when it worked out. This is the moment when it won, when I won. This is the moment when it happened. This is the moment when it came together for me, when I was truly loved, when I was supported. This is the moment when I felt totally secure and abundant. This is the moment when everything just was so right inside my heart. And I feel the ease around that. I feel the ease, even if there was hard work leading up to it. When I received it, when I experienced it, when I got the reward, this place, the state of being, I realized it's not hard to have it. It's easy to be in it. It's easy to have it. It's a radiance in me, a receiving in me. This is beautiful. Easy and light. And you know what else? It's doable. This can happen again. The more that I feel this, the more that I look at this, the more that I realize this isn't something that only happened one time. So rare. No. This is a state of being that happens all the time. Anytime. As often as I want. Whenever I allow it, I lift into this ease and this flow, and I say, whatever isn't working for me right now, I am floating in. I'm a radiant butterfly, and it's working out. My manifesting is charged up. It's on fire. It's filled with energy and light and power and ease and grace. Support it. It's not just me making this happen. It's me co-creating, receiving this happening. My heart feels so light and free and joyful right now. I feel free, light, joyful, expectant. And I know that I have just reopened myself, reopened something that was a tiny bit closed. But now it's bright and shining and expectant, and my heart is filled with yes. Bring it in, lay it on. I'm ready. It's easy. It's beautiful. Something beautiful, lands in my hands right now. As soon as I return from flow, coming back to my daily life, something beautiful and bright will land in my hands soon, now. Small or large does not matter. Whatever is right, closest, most in alignment, and gives me this feeling, this remembrance, this reality, landing in my hands right now. And I take that in, I bring it in, I hold it close to my chest, feeling it and myself, totally satisfied, happy, as I return from flow and open my eyes. And there you go. I hope you enjoyed that mini flow dream we did together. The point of it was to be fast, quick, to shimmer through you, to just wake up that little part of you, to remind you it's doable, it's easy, it is not lost in the past. And every time you play this and experience it and feel it, you grow it. It becomes bigger and deeper and more real inside you. Now, if you loved that, I do want to suggest that you think about getting one of my Flow Dream playlists that I know would be extremely helpful for you and really continue this feeling for you. I want to recommend the Emotional Ecstasy playlist. This is a biggie. It is powerful. It gets you in succeeding flow dreams in the playlist to a state of inner ecstasy inside yourself. And if you're not ready to go straight to the top, it starts slow, right? It gives you ones that are maybe a little more reachable to start out with and then kind of helps you escalate from there. So for instance, you might start with the flow dream beyond fear. You might then also feel super inner yumminess, super lucky, supercharged manifesting, yellow brick road of yeses. All of these are sort of leveling you up, getting you feeling better and better, more confident until you finally reach pure emotional ecstasy. Anyway, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's one of my favorite sets. And again, this can be found either in the app, the Flow Dreaming app that you can find in your app store on your mobile device, or you can get it online at my web shop, flowdreaming.com, which carries the complete set of all of my flow dreams. The app honestly doesn't carry all of them, but the store does. So that said, I hope you had a wonderful time today. And as always, I love you guys, and I can't wait to see you for another episode of Flow Dreaming. I have a present for you. It's a free gift. It's a kit that I created that teaches you how to flow dream in under 15 minutes. It's really easy to get. All you have to do is pull out your mobile device or phone and send me a text. Send it to the number 38470. Again, the phone number is just 38470. And then write the word flow, F-L-O-W, in the message area. That way, I can get your free kit sent right over to you, which includes a flow dream called Positive Flow for you to begin working with, as well as an audio guide and a tutorial. Remember, this only works in the U.S. If you're outside the country, go to my website and fill out your information there. And I hope you have a lot of fun with this.